With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So we haven't told Bink this, but we have an idea. So you guys know how we do beers with Bink. And Bink comes in here and we try 6 beers that Binkley has never tried before. We're actually going to do that Friday, a special 4th of July holiday edition. We're going to do that this Friday. Beers with Bink, 4 o'clock. Well, I decided through the month of July, Tuesday is for the seltzers. So I went to the store today and I got a variety pack of those Sonic seltzers. Seltzers are in right now. Rob, you remember a couple of years ago when the Ritas were the thing? Those Bud Light Ritas. They had like straw burrito, grape burrito, mango Rita. They basically had any flavor Rita is what they had. Seltzers are the it thing right now. So I know Binkley hasn't tried any of these seltzers. Tuesdays in July are going to be for the seltzers. Now, we can choose to amend this if something real happens on Tuesday. But we're not really counting on anything real happening on Tuesday for quite some time. We got a lot of time until something real can happen with the Chiefs or the Royals. So Tuesdays are going to be for the seltzer. So coming up in a bit, we will have a special summer edition seltzers with the Sonic seltzers. And Binkley will be here coming up in just a little bit. But before we do that, Pro Football Focus is ranking all the different units in the NFL. They've now got to the defensive side of it. When it came to linebacker, they had the Chiefs as the 9th best linebacker group in all of the NFL. The little blurb says, this is a position of concern and potential weakness heading into last season, has now become a real strength for Kansas City. Nick Bolton and Willie Gay are two young linebackers who really came on strong last season. Bolton, as a rookie, produced one of the highest individual grading seasons that we had. Willie Gay hasn't graded as well, but possesses the characteristics to become a top linebacker. Linebacker is one of the more intriguing positions on this Kansas City Chiefs team. Bolton had a phenomenal rookie season. He was a guy that, I understand that his combine measurables maybe weren't great, but he's just a guy who is always around the football, always making plays. He is a disruptor. He's someone that really jumps off the screen to me, that can fly around and make plays. Does he have his deficiencies as a player? Sure. But he is just always around the football, and those guys are incredibly valuable to me. That's not been what Willie Gay has been. One thing I would caution when it comes to the Chiefs is, I think Bolton has proven himself to be a level of certainty. I mean, to go out there last season and play the amount of snaps that Bolton played last year, but put together the season that he put together, he's one of the better linebackers, not just rookie linebackers, linebackers in the league. He had 112 tackles last year, 11 tackles for loss. Nick Bolton was one of the best linebackers in the league last year. That's not really what Willie Gay has been. Willie Gay's career has left a lot to be desired so far. So I understand this linebacker group being held in very high regard. They've got two great young pieces. Nick Bolton has lived up to it and consistently last year, week in, week out, played at that level. That's not what Willie Gay has been. This is a, I don't want to say make or break year for Willie Gay. This is a really important year to see if you're going to take that step forward. People had anticipated you doing that from year one to year two. It didn't happen at the rate that a lot of people thought. Now you're heading into year three. You're not behind anybody else, and this defense is counting on you. This defense is counting on Nick Bolton and Willie Gay being two pillars of the defense. I think Nick Bolton is going to hold up his end of the deal. That's what he showed me last year. Willie Gay's got to be healthy. He's got to be consistent. He's got to stay on the field. And he has shown some great flashes. You got to flashlight that a little bit more consistently. Rob, do you agree with the Chiefs having a linebacker core that was top 10 in the league?
Yes. I think we talked about it earlier on the show. You asked me what's the strongest position group the Chiefs have right now, and I said linebacker. Now, I said it begrudgingly because I don't think linebacker is all that important, and the Chiefs seem to have a really strong position group that I don't think really matters, but everyone loves Willie Gay. Nick Bolton, as much as I don't think he can cover anyone, is a good linebacker. He makes plays, which is very important in the position, and Chiefs fans will tell you addition by subtraction, no more Ben Neiman. I think they have a really good linebacker group. The question will become, what do we think of value of the linebacker position? But as far as talent in the group, yes, they have a very good one.
I think there's a lot of promise for the linebackers. It's a lot of promise. This isn't a linebacker group that I think has an all-pro. Like the teams that are ahead of them, San Francisco's 1, Indy's 2, Saints 3, Packers 4, Vikings 5, Cowboys 6, Tampa Bay 7, Seattle 8, Chiefs 9. That's how the Pro Football Focus list comes into place. I think that's a pretty fair list for the Chiefs. Can Bolton take one more step and put himself in the Pro Bowl All-Pro conversation? Which is, there's a lot of competition at linebacker to do so. Can Willie Gay consistently get on the field and stay on the field, I think are important questions for the Chiefs to answer at linebacker this upcoming season. And we're not even counting a guy like Leo Chanel, who a lot of Chiefs fans are very excited about this season. There's a lot of reasons to be hopeful and optimistic about the linebacker group. Binkley set to join us here coming up in just a bit. So Pro Football Focus did the linebacker group. They also did the secondary. They broke the secondary down into these five tiers. Where do offenses attack? Minor question marks, ascending units, serious flaws, too much uncertainty. The Chiefs fell in tier number 2, minor question marks tier. They have them ranked as the 14th best secondary group out of all 32 teams. The little blurb says, while overshadowed by some of the bigger names on the roster, Snead deserves a lot of credit for his play since entering the league. He had arguably the best start to his career of any quarterback from his draft class. While being asked to move outside and to slot corner, depending on where he's needed, he's been excellent through 2 seasons. He made the 2nd most defensive stops of any cornerback in the league this year. They've got one, I think, proven corner. Snead's proven that he could be a 1 on a lot of teams in the league. Snead's one of the better young corners in the league. This is the last year that I think you're getting Snead for cheap. I think you're going to need to pay Snead at the end of this season. We're talking about a guy who has been a number 1 corner on a mid-round contract, a guy in theory that you would like to keep around. You drafted, you developed him, you took a chance on him, and that chance has overwhelmingly worked out for you. I think this is Snead's last year of playing on his rookie deal. I think Fenton's been a really strong, probably 3rd option. We'll see if he can develop and now be a really good number 2 option. And then you've got either a lot of young guys or unproven guys that you can throw into the mix. You've got the young guy in Trent McDuffie, the rookie. You've got Justin Reed just joined the team. Juan Thornhill, who I thought really came on to play the second half of last season. And then you got DeAndre Baker. You've got Lonnie Johnson. You've got a couple of draft picks. You've certainly got a lot of guys out there. I would like a little bit more experience in the cornerback room. You know how I am. I love having that one veteran corner out there. I love having that guy who's in his 6th, 7th year in the league. I really wanted them to go get James Bradberry. I don't think that's the direction that they're thinking about heading. Maybe somebody gets cut, but if you're cutting a corner at this point of the year, that guy's probably not that good. But there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic about their corner, especially when you give their track record of drafting and developing that position.
That's very interesting what you said about Snead, because I think it ties with the last thing you said there. They've shown a propensity to draft and develop that position. I know the Chiefs just broke the Brett Veach mold back in April or May, whenever the draft is nowadays. I know they just broke the mold. But have they ever, ever spent big money at corner? Basically, no. They've done it on the cheap and with late-round picks. And for the first time, they're doing it with first-round picks now, too. You think the Chiefs are going to get in a situation where they feel obligated, the need, the want to pay a mega contract to L'Jarius Sneed? I think it's more likely L'Jarius Sneed goes the way of Charvarius Ward than the inverse. I don't see the Chiefs giving big money contracts to corners because they never have.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, Sneed's different. I mean, Sneed would get legitimate number one cornerback money. I think they're going to be forced to pay either Fenton or Sneed. That I don't have a problem with paying players who I think are worth it. Sneed's been a healthy player. He's been an incredibly productive player, and he is at a significant position of value. One thing I'll continue to bang the drum for is I keep getting told how much cap space not paying Tyreek Hill signed. Man, you should have just paid Tyreek. You haven't spent any money on the defensive line. Now you're talking about that they might let Sneed go. I thought freeing up that cap space would allow you to keep a player like L'Jarius Sneed, who's not going to command. How much is Sneed? $15 million a year at 24 years old at corner? You got to be in the business of paying those kind of players. When a guy has shown the versatility to play inside, outside, to do everything that you need him to, and we're talking about a four-year, $60 million deal for a 24-year-old, those are the contracts to me that Kansas City needs to be in the business of paying. They gave a left guard a whole lot of money. They can start spending a little bit more money on corner. As we've already seen, they've put more resources into it, spending a first-round pick to go get Trent McDuffie. Coming up on the other side, we bring Jay Binkley into the studio. What we're going to start doing for the month of July, and I'm going to go ahead and rope this into the month of July. Tuesday is for the seltzers. We can continue to do our beers with Bank, but we're going to try some seltzers here. We went to the store. We've got the Sonic Seltzers. I've never had these before. Rob has never had these before. You know Binkley. Binkley has not had the Sonic Seltzers. We're going to try them. We're going to answer your questions coming up. I don't know what to call this. It can't be beers with Bank. You don't get that perfect alliteration. So it's going to be Tuesday is for the seltzers. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive.
Let's say my future wife, I get one or two options. Diehard KU fan or takes egg roll over crab ragoon. Rock chalk, baby.
On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
He is the master of the mock and football expert.
I looked at last year's top 20 sackers in the NFL, and there's 28 of them because 8 of them, you know, had tied. And 18 of them were first-round picks. And 12 of them were picks 1 through 15. So history would say, if you're going to trade up, and I'm seeing, you know, the trade-ups for Chris Olave and Jameson Williams, but history would dictate if you're going to trade up, you trade up to get edge rusher.
He's a man who enjoys an ice-cold beer.
Give me one of those famous giant beers I heard so much about.
And a travel aficionado.
There are things to do right here. You don't need to go to the Caribbean, or you don't need to go to Europe. You don't need to do things. Just go to Wabingo.
Jay Binkley of Bink at Night joins The Drive.
All right, so this is what we're doing. I decided this today when I was getting lunch. So we do beers with Binkley every other Friday. Binkley comes in, we get six beers that he's never had before, and we do our own version of happy hour.
Yeah.
We also do it on days that the Royals have a day game,
yeah.
at noon, we live stream it.
Yeah, why not?
So we go down in our new podcast studio. Tomorrow, we will have a visual edition of Beers with Bank. We'll do that with Aaron Ladd of 41 Action News.
Well, welcome Aaron into our beer world.
Shout out to him.
Is he like beer?
I don't know yet. I asked him. He seemed very excited about it.
Good.
So today what I decided is, let's be honest, Binkley, there's not a whole lot going on. There's not anything going on with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You said last week that you didn't want to listen or talk about any baseball.
No, I said we could talk baseball. No, we talked ball the whole time.
We tried it. It didn't go well.
I liked it. I thought
so
it was
you
good
know what I determined.
It was a good conversation.
Tuesday is going to be in the month of July. Tuesday is going to be for the seltzers.
What the hell?
We're going to try different kinds of seltzers.
Oh, stop right there.
And see what you think.
You came with us during lunch?
Today, Rob and I went to go
get lunch.
Did
you fall on your head?
And
you okay? Concussion?
The liquor store. I was like, hey, you know what would
concussion?
Be really funny?
What's wrong,
if
Tina?
We had Binkley try different kind of seltzers.
Now, where did that – I mean, it's Carrington. It's stepping out of my boundary.
That's why we're doing this Tuesday. It's
you,
for the
you
seltzers.
You do the beer, though. You do beer, and that's stepping under your boundary, so I give you credit. But I didn't want to take credit for anything because I didn't want to do seltzers. Like, I don't do seltzers. I mean, I don't try them. I drink beer.
That's why we're doing this. So I went inside. Shout out to Tipsy's Liquor over here on Johnson Drive. And they have the Sonic Hard Seltzer. They
well, like the burger restaurant?
Sonic the Burger Restaurant. They have a seltzer.
This so is can the, I go get a Sonic Burger Fries and some seltzers?
This is a tropical variety pack.
Sonic sells beer now?
They have orange pineapple. Mango guava. That sounds delicious.
Yes, I have so much mango guava.
Ocean water. Or melon medley.
Oh, so it sounds fun.
Let's do this. You know how it goes. I'll ask you a random question. We'll also ask you questions from the text line. 913-586-7610.
Did I do something wrong to you or something, man?
Tuesday is going to be for the seltzers in the month of July. All right, go ahead and grab
your
cup.
We talk Chiefs here, man.
This is the first one. This is melon medleys. This is 5% alcohol by volume.
Oh, my God.
It's only got 100
calories. We're going to talk defensive backs or melon medley.
It's only got 100 calories and 1 gram of sugar.
Oh, that's pretty good.
All right.
Keeps my calories down.
Rob's already drank it. Rob obviously doesn't. Hold on. Wait. You
I
know I have
drinking.
To ask you a question.
I'm in no hurry to drink this.
What was the first concert you went to, Binkley?
Oh, man.
What was Binkley's first concert?
You're going to both. This goes perfect with this melon stuff we're about to drink. I never really went to concerts, but I did go to one. My daughter was really young, right? She's really young, and she really wanted to go see Hannah Montana. And I missed out on the tickets or whatever. I was able to get them in St. Louis. So I drove her to St. Louis to see Hannah Montana. Now, I did warn her that eventually that she'll turn into Miley Cyrus and she'll be all weird and stuff and, you know, child celebrity. So enjoy. Now, she was young, man, like 5 years old, something like that. But she liked Hannah Montana. But I went to that concert. So don't blame me. It's for my kid, but man, was the MILF outstanding. Not even going to lie about that. It was well worth my trip, but Hannah Montana was my...
So you did enjoy the concert?
No, I didn't. I just enjoyed the scenery.
Okay. I was just making sure. I didn't know.
No, I didn't enjoy it.
When
it's
you
crap.
When you get in the car, do you listen to music ever, or do you just... You're just straight sports talk radio.
I listen to a lot of sports talk. I listen to some jazz once in a while. I like some jazz to calm down.
Who do you listen to nationally when you're not on, if you're not listening to 610? Like, who are you listening to?
Colin Coward, I like.
Okay.
I like Eisen. Those two.
Who's somebody you think is terrible? Like, that guy's not that good.
There's not really anybody I think is terrible because I understand, you know, what they're doing or what they're trying to do. And so it's kind of unfair for me seeing them words in that profession to judge somebody's terrible. But I don't have a problem with it because, hey, if it's a good conversation, I don't care.
Okay. All right. So now we're going to try the melon medley. Tuesday is going to be for the seltzers. That's what I've determined. Tuesday is for the seltzers.
I can't believe you did this to me. Rob, how'd you allow this?
I like seltzers.
You told me I was coming in to talk defensive back.
Well, you never come in if I told you the truth. I had to get you in here with Justin Reed, not Sugar Medley or whatever it is.
We're knocking
this,
back.
What is this? We're drinking Melon Medley?
This is Melon Medley, the Sonic Seltzer.
That we're about to knock back.
Melon Medley here.
Very, I can really taste the melon. I can really taste the melon.
Go ahead. I want to hear your review of Melon Medley.
Well, okay. It's something I would drink if it's really hot outside. We take that back. I would never drink it, but if it was there, I probably would drink it. Like, if it was the only thing there, I would probably drink it. I can't be too hard on it. It's got good taste. If I was in the seltzers, I'd probably like it because I can really taste that melon. And I like melon. You know, I like fruits. You know, I like summer and strawberries and cantaloupes and watermelons and you name it. So,
what score are you giving this? What score are you giving the Sonic?
Though, let's be fair, though, because I'm not putting it anywhere near the beer, so I would it'd have to be low, and that's not fair to it.
This is its own, seltzer scale.
So if I give it like a 7.1 or 6.4, it doesn't count against those beers.
Yeah, no, I'm not counting.
Because even the Boris beer we drank is better than seltzers.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. I'll give it a 5.9.
Rob? So Rob, whenever I told him this idea, we were looking at the packaging, and I asked Rob, which one do you think you'll like the most? And he said, Melon Medley looks pretty good. So I want to hear what Rob's score is for the Sonic Hard Seltzer Melon Medley. As we're doing Tuesdays for the seltzers now in the month of July. Every Tuesday in July when you come in, Bink, I'm having new seltzers for you.
I didn't like it as much as I thought I'd like it. It's a solid seltzer. It's not my favorite seltzer of all time. I'm going to give it a strong 6.4.
On the seltzer scale, I really liked this.
Well, I don't want to be harsh, though, because this is the first one we've had. You know
what
I'm saying?
It is the first one we've had.
Maybe Melon Melody, maybe I like the mango.
I thought the melon flavor kind of came out.
I did like the melon flavor.
I could taste the melon flavor in this. This was enjoyable. I could taste the cantaloupe here. I could taste the honeydew in this. I'm a fan of the Melon Medley. I'm a fan of it. I'm giving this a 7.4. I thought this was a very strong, refreshing summer drink that if I was out and about and there was a cooler full of these and they were like, hey, C-Dot, you want one of these? I'd be like, yeah, hand me some of that Melon Medley, man. I had some. It was delicious. I'm giving that one a 7.4.
Oh, my goodness.
I was a very big fan of the Melon Medley.
We need those NBA signs, like the slam dunk, to hold up like the 7.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
It's not for this, but we do the visual there.
All right, are you ready? Now let's move on to ocean water.
Ocean water.
Now, I don't even know what ocean water.
It's the exact drink they offer at Sonic, by the way. It's a coconut blue slush, but now they've added liquor to it.
You can buy liquor at Sonic now?
They've used their branding and their flavors to create seltzers. You have to buy them at liquor stores, but yes.
Okay. Well, Waffle House did the same thing. It's like called Kegs and Eggs. It's a Waffle House beer, but you can't buy it at Waffle Houses.
Are you a big Waffle House guy?
I love it. Absolutely love it. It's the best place in America. Honestly, you're never going to have a bad meal there. And I got so much respect for those waitresses. Tie that hairnet down tight. You just yell out your order. And that cook remembers it. Doesn't need to write it down. Like, I'm impressed with the whole operation at Waffle House. And they have a jukebox. I don't know if you know this or not, but there's a Waffle House theme song. Rob could probably pull it for you on YouTube.
There's a Waffle House theme song?
Yeah, Rob could probably pull it since we play music now, but there's a Waffle House theme song that they have in jukeboxes. It's got like a breakfast melody. It's a Waffle House theme song, yeah. I love it, yeah. Good stuff.
Rob, you got to come get your ocean water here. You got your, is that your ocean? Go ahead and grab your
ocean water.
Grab your ocean water. Rob is coming to grab some of his ocean water.
Have you ever drank real ocean water? Like accidentally had your mouth open when you jumped in the water? It's real salty.
I was real curious when I went to the ocean the one time. They said it would kill you, so I was at least curious to try some of it. Yeah, I had some.
I guess a lot of swimming pools have salt water now.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
I guess that's the new thing. That's a new rage.
I'm not living that kind of way. I don't know nothing about that.
Me either.
This is going to be my question number two here. So have you heard of the Waffle House Challenge before? The Waffle House Challenge.
So yeah, I saw it on Twitter once when the guy, you have to sit there all day, don't you, or something?
So this is what happens. You have to sit there for 24 hours in a Waffle House.
Okay.
But for every one waffle you eat, it subtracts 1 hour from your time.
Oh, really?
So if you eat 4 waffles, you only got to sit there for 20 hours.
Oh, I'd only be sitting there an hour.
That's what I was going to ask you.
An hour.
Are you just, hey, I'm about to just go ahead and run.
Oh, I cake those waffles down, man.
You're not eating 24 waffles in an hour. No chance.
No, but I probably at least 12.
You think you can eat 12 in an hour?
Yeah. I wouldn't put syrup on them. I mean, just butter them because it goes down faster.
So how long, honest question, how long do you think you would last in the Waffle House Challenge? Are you there for less than 3 hours?
I don't know, man. I'd probably get kind of bored. I'd probably be there for 4 hours, maybe 5 hours.
5 hours?
Yeah.
It's a lot of pancakes.
Waffles.
You ate, oh my bad, it's a lot of waffles.
But I
you
like
ate,
waffles.
You ate 19 waffles in 5 hours.
I'd have to set myself up for it, you know, and just like my guy Joey Chestnut, my all-time idol, I'd have to kind of learn from him maybe a little bit.
We got to reach out to him.
I break off a phone call how I should do this because you probably have to dunk him in water a little bit. Like, I have to reach out to Joey and just ask, like, how I do this.
Do you think if you called Joey Chestnut just regular that you could call and talk to him?
I don't know. I have in the past, but.
Okay, I just didn't
know.
I
here, but it'd be bits before he blew up big time. He's like 13 mustard belts now or something.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, I got the. He's early, got the mustard early on, belt. Early, he came in studio with me. He spent an hour in studio with me, even brought me one of those hot dog hats.
We have to go back. He has the mustard. What's the mustard
Mustard
belt?
Belts. It's for winning the 4th of July challenge.
Oh, okay. They give
but
you the mustard
But he does more
belt.
Than that. He once ate 100 Twinkies in 10 minutes. He's not a one-trick pony.
He's not a one-trick pony. Let me ask you this.
Great athlete.
Would you rather date a woman who's a UFC fighter or a competitive eater?
UFC fighter.
Rod, what about you? Tomorrow,
competitive
girl of your
eater.
Dreams. Tomorrow. Anna Kendrick walks in here, and she says, you know what? I don't want to act anymore. I'm about to switch career fields.
No, but that's a good point. There's this competitive eater. It's a female called the Black Widow. And she only weighs like about 105 pounds or something.
Yeah, so, they work out at a high level to burn off all those calories.
Yeah, maybe it's a good choice.
I don't want to get beat up by – Ronda Rousey is out here – not Ronda. Yeah, Ronda Rousey's out here scaring people. I don't want that.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
Yeah, I think I would pick the I'd much rather date the UFC fighter. I don't know if I could love you properly if I saw you eat 100 chicken wings. I just don't know if I could love you.
What if her teeth like flew out of her mouth in the ring? She got blood everywhere. Would you
she
find
just
that
got
attractive?
Beat up.
Yeah, you'd prefer to watch her get smoked every once in a while in the ring?
Babe.
We never said she's good. She just is one.
It's just time for you to go do real estate. It's time for you to go do real
hey, babe,
estate.
Babe, it's time
fun.
For bed. Can I have your teeth so I can put them in their jar?
She just got kicked in the head. All right. So now we are trying ocean water.
Ocean water. Let's
so,
do it.
Hold on. Tuesday is for the seltzers. That's what we determined. So Binkley comes in July. We're going to try different kinds of seltzers.
All right, I'm not kidding. This does smell like suntan lotion. Just smell it.
I'm going to smell
does.
It.
It's got a hint. Rob, what do you think? It does have a hint
it
of do, like
it does
Hawaiian
smell like
tropic.
A day at the pool.
It does. It smells like a day at the pool.
So this is the Tropic Variety Pack, the Sonic Seltzers. Tuesday is for the seltzers. This is ocean water.
Mm. That's not a good
It don't taste like nothing.
It honestly tastes like a little bit of suntan lotion.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah, no, that one.
Coconut. There's some coconut.
It was hint. very
hint of coconut.
It was very coconutty. What do you give that one, Bink? What do you give the ocean water?
2.6.
2.6.
I was going to say 3.1.
I'm giving it a 3.5. I liked it maybe a little bit more than you guys liked it, but I can't call that good. I can't say that I enjoyed the ocean water. I can't say I enjoyed it.
I mean, it scores.
I mean, that's got to be got to be a last resort.
I couldn't drink a whole one of those. I just couldn't do it. Maybe it was hot. That score I gave was very generous because, honestly, I like to smell the things before I drink them. Did you smell the suntan lotion?
Like I mean,
you can really smell the Hawaiian Tropic.
Bink,
it's like
really
drinking a Hawaiian Tropic.
I haven't really used a lot of suntan lotion in my day, so I don't really know
what
suntan
lotion
smells like.
But you smelled it, though. So there's been a female in your life.
I'm not really
you.
A suntan lotion kind of guy. You
well,
know?
I'm not saying. I don't use it either, but I'm just saying.
Rob, come here so I can give you some. This is mango. This is mango guava. Tuesday
mango
is
guava.
For the seltzers. We're also going to take seltzer suggestions.
I break for mango guava. It says it on my bumper sticker.
We're going to take some... seltzer suggestions here. Where'd your cup go? Oh, hold on. I'll get you a cup.
Are you a seltzer guy, Rob, though? I mean, he likes them.
No, he certainly loves them.
So they're in the near fridge, Carrington? Would I find a seltzer if I went over?
I don't have any seltzers, no. Okay.
Would I find a beer? An IPA, maybe?
Wine, not any beer, though.
Wine, huh?
Yeah, no.
Oh, I forgot you went the day.
Yeah, you would find some wine.
I forgot your little pinky out.
you will find some wine
out.
In there. Not any...
Your little pinky was hanging out in Napa.
Not any beer. Who has the best high school stadium in the city?
Whew, man, they've all gotten so nice, too. I'm going to pick one where it's got the atmosphere, and I really, really, really like Raymore Peculiar and what they did, because they're like the first ones to have one of those scoreboards to kind of – but the whole town comes out, both towns, it's Raymore and Peculiar, both towns come out. I love broadcasting games there because just like the whole towns were out there supporting. That makes it too, whenever you get like the whole community out there supporting your team. I just really like their field and what they've done to it. It's been a lot of fun. But there's good ones, though. The Shawnee Mission North, that's right over here. Like HOK helped design their stadium. Rockhurst has always been a classic as well. Let me take it back, though. Because Raymore Peculiar's fun, but I'm going to go North Kansas City District Stadium. Forgot about that one. It was built in like 1927. It's got the rock around. We played there when I was in high school. I didn't want to be a homer here, but it is. Oak Park's got their own stadium now, so they don't play down there, but it's got that old-time classic feel to a stadium with the brick wall around. I mean, it's not as nice as some of these other stadiums, but I'd go that one.
What's your favorite high school football rivalry?
Rockhurst Blue Springs.
It's a classic. I mean,
it's not as good now. When Severino and Donahoe, you know, Donahoe's at Rockhurst now, but when he was at Blue Spring, because the state champion was coming from there, and sometimes they'd meet in the playoffs, whereas the Kansas City region was basically playing the St. Louis region, and that was the top two football teams in the state. So oftentimes the semifinals was played. There should have been the finals between those two schools. But I think of all the great players, I mean, there's been some serious NFL players that have played out of the – probably more NFL players have come out of that game, that rivalry, than any other rivalry in the city.
All right, you ready to try this one?
Let's do it.
This is Mango Guava. We're trying seltzers here. Tuesday's going to be for the seltzers whenever Bink comes in. Sonic Hard Seltzer time. This is Mango Guava. I think this is going to be good.
Why are you doing this to me? I haven't done anything to you guys. That first one was better than these.
You had me drinking milk stout and scotch stout.
Those are fine beers we gave you.
We're going to have some more tomorrow.
What's the alcohol content on these? I'm just curious.
Five, and it's 100 calories and 1 gram of sugar.
Man, I give you like 11% and everything else.
All right. That was Mango Guava. Go ahead. I'll let you go first here. Rank Mango Guava. We only got one more. You know what? For seltzers, I'm only going to do four. We're not going to do six. Six is for beers with Bink. We get a six pack. This is just going to be a nice little four pack variety cocktail pack.
I'm going to go 2.9. I mean, it's barely better than ocean water, but that first one we had was like, I could actually probably drink a full one of those. Like, this gives me an aftertaste. I want to spit something or punch somebody. So I'm going to go with that first one first. Go with the nice, just give it a tad bit better score than the suntan lotion we just drank.
This was no good. This aftertaste was bad. I agree with Bink here. I like seltzers. I'm not averse to it like Bink, but I would never be like, ooh, give me all four of these in the pack. Yeah. No, 2.5.
You're not going to make me pick my favorite three, are you?
2.5. The watermelon medley is looking like a champ right now.
Oh, my God, it is.
I actually kind of like the mango guava. I'm giving it a 5.5. That was a decent seltzer. It was a decent seltzer with good flavor.
Would you give the first one?
I was in the seventh. I really enjoyed the mango medley or the melon medley. I really enjoyed that one. I don't know why you hating on the melon medley so hard. All right, we have one more. You excited about this? You excited?
For the next Sonic seltzer.
All right, we got one more left here. This is orange pineapple. Last seltzer here, orange pineapple.
Give it a, you know, I like oranges and I like pineapples. I like them both.
All right, you ready? Here.
Here's the thing, though.
Hand me your cup here. Hand me your cup.
Any kind of seltzer. I never liked that Perrier and things like that. Did you ever like bottled water that wouldn't like just water, like carbonated water? Like, I've never been into that. Like, I know it's high class. They sit down and have a bottle of Perrier, right?
I don't like it either.
I think it sucks.
I just like regular water.
I do, too.
Just give me the regular Aquafina. I don't need anything else. All right, you ready to try this one? This is orange pineapple here. Tuesday is for the seltzers.
We can really smell the... Not regrettable.
All right. Go ahead. I want to hear your ranking for orange pineapple, and
I'm gonna give it a solid five because I'm.
You
still
like
the,
that one?
The four, no, I didn't like it, but I'm saying it was definitely better than the last two, but wasn't as good as the first one. So I'm going just a five on this one.
Okay, go ahead, Rob.
Strong 5.9, six-ish, right in that range. I'm going to stick with 5.9. I didn't really taste the pineapple. I got a lot of orange, which was enjoyable. I liked this one way better than the last two. They were trash.
All right, I'm going to give you my ranking of the four here. Let me just go ahead and give you my ranking of the four. Number one was Melon Medley. Number two, Mango Guava. Number three, Orange Pineapple. Number four, Regular Water. And number five, Ocean Water. that's my ranking of the Sonic Hard Seltzers. That's how I'm ranking it. That Melon Medley's good. I would drink more of that Melon Medley.
What was the first one called again?
Melon Medley.
All right, that was my favorite. The pineapple one, second, and I can't even say there's a third or fourth.
You can't even say
that's tough, too. I know that we're supposed to do top three, but I'm doing the top two.
All right, you know what? Tuesday was for the seltzers. That was not that bad. So this is what we're going to do. Text line 913-586-7610. Suggest some seltzers. Next Tuesday, we'll do the same thing. We'll try four new seltzers.
Bart Scott can't wait.
And it's also time for random question time with Jay Binkley. That's all coming up. Keep it right here on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
A bird's not an animal. What's a bird?
It's a bird.
Yes, it is an animal.
Is it considered a mammal? It's not a mammal, is it?
On 610 Sports Radio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll give you a chance to win Royals tickets. 610 Day at the K, July 11th. Binkley, I would like for you to stay. We're going to play a very simple game that I think you will excel in. We'll give you the opportunity to win someone a prize. We'll do that here coming up at 5 o'clock here in just a bit. It is, well, I don't want to say it. You tell them what it is, Bink.
Random question time! If they're tricking me, it's seltzer day.
Tuesday is going to be for the seltzers,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Tuesday is for the seltzers, my
man,
boy.
Man, with friends you, like you guys, man. See.
How many games do you think Deshaun Watson gets?
8 to a season.
The NFL seems...
If Roger has his way, 16, but arbitrator had better 8.
Yeah, the NFL to me seems pretty steadfast on we want him to get a year.
Yeah.
And if Goodell gets the final say, then I think they're going to push for the year. I think they are pushing for the year. So I think right now it's... I don't think Deshaun Watson plays this season.
I don't think... I could see 8 minimum.
I don't think the NFL can let him get 8. This is where I've sat on it.
I don't
it.
Think so either, but when you involve the union and everything else, it's a tough fight, man.
I think the league was clearly on the wrong side when it came to Ray Rice, and I think Goodell looks at this as his chance to sort of right that wrong. The Goodell
but he gave up some of that power in the CBA.
He did, and Goodell has done a lot of good things for the league. He will never be able to walk back how they handle the Ray Rice situation, and this has been the biggest case that has happened since Ray Rice. I think that's really driving them to push for the entire year when there really isn't an NFL precedent for it. Remove how you feel about Deshaun Watson from all of this. There's no precedent in giving him a year based on him not being charged criminally. There is not a basis for it.
In his way was he didn't play last year. Texas decision, he doesn't play. I don't know if they'll take that into account because he was paid. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he got suspended for the year and didn't take pay.
Text line 913-586-7610. Bank, who do you think the 4 teams are that will make the college football playoff?
Alabama, I do believe, will be one of them. The Ohio State, because it's trademarked now, by the way.
I did
the
see
Ohio
that.
State. Can we even say it, or do we just have to say Ohio State? Can we even say the?
I think they did that so you can't put the Ohio State on any branding.
I'm going Georgia, and I'm going back to Clemson. I think they find a way to get back into it.
It's always good to see them shake it up in college football, you know? Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Clemson. You
same
know?
Crew, man.
Yeah, it's just great. Same you know, crew. It's just good to really watch them shake it up. You know?
Stetson Bennett's going back there. JT Daniels already gone now.
Yeah, I really love watching them shake it up. Who do you think is the starting quarterback for Texas 2023?
I think it's going to be Arch Manning. And poor Quinn Ewers, man. Here was the number one recruit. Texas is the last 2 number one recruits in the nation at quarterback. Quinn Ewers got 2 snaps at Ohio State. He transfers back to Texas. But there's no way you have Arch Manning and not use him. Your last name is Manning. That's like a freak pass in this country to play football. So if you landed Arch Manning, he is your starter from day one. I know Quinn Ewers is there, but who's a better quarterback? Arch Manning is.
Would you rather have CJ? Go ahead.
No, because he can call his uncle. Hey, Peyton, guess what? I'm having trouble reading defense. Or call my grandpa Archie Manning. He's got so many more built-in advantages than anybody.
Would you rather have the field or have C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young to win the Heisman Trophy?
C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young. Forget the field, those two. They're going to both put up unbelievable numbers. And C.J. Stroud, and I know he lost Garrett Wilson this year into the NFL draft and Chris Olave, but their best receiver out of that group is at Ohio State this year. Jackson Smith and Igba that had better numbers than both those receivers, a more talented wide receiver. You're looking at top 5 in the draft next year because he couldn't come out this year, but he's better than those two, I do believe. So he's got some serious weapons.
This does feel like the best chance we've ever had to see somebody win 2 Heisman trophies since Archie Griffin. It does feel that way.
Yeah, he's going to be at Alabama. The talent's going to be plentiful around him.
Are you buying into USC and Caleb Williams?
I always want to, but no. I think they'll find a way to stub their toe, like something like UCLA at the end of the year. You know, they're going to look great. They're going to give me like a stretch of 5 or 6 games, and you're saying no one's beats them. Maybe it's Notre Dame. Maybe it's UCLA coming up and them stubbing their toe. And they're coming for the Pac-12, and there's not a lot of respect for that conference right now.
What's the higher number, K-State wins this season or Missouri plus Kansas wins?
Missouri plus Kansas.
So that means you got Missouri winning 9 games?
No. I have Missouri winning about 6, and I have Kansas winning about 3.
Okay, I just you got Kansas winning 3 games this year.
They very well could win 3 games this year.
So you got them winning both non-con games then?
Yeah.
Because they have Texas.
It's not a huge stretch. I'm just saying I think they'll win 3 games.
Because they have Duke and non-con, right?
Yeah.
They have Duke and non-con.
They have some winnable games, and not only that, Kai Thomas is their running back now that transferred from Minnesota, the second all-time leading rusher in the history of the state of Kansas. So. And I like Lance Leipold. I don't like the Jayhawks, but I like Lance Leipold. And I like Rob.
What do you think, Rob? You can have K-State wins, or you can have Missouri plus Kansas wins. What's the higher number?
I think I'd take K-State, but I have K-State at 10 wins this year, so that really affects my number.
You're a non-believer, man.
I think I have KU and Missouri at 8, maybe 9 total. I have K-State at 10 wins this year.
Turn in your Jayhawk card.
If Missouri won 9 games
this year.
This
whole Colin Klein and stuff is starting to...
Missouri's not winning 9 games. I have Missouri at 5, Kansas at 3/4.
You got Missouri winning 9 games
They're in
this
that
year.
9 mark, but I have K-State at 10 wins. I don't think KU plus Mizzou gets to 10.
I just want Missouri to get to 7 this year. If Missouri gets to 7 this year, I'll be happy.
If
Missouri gets to 7, there's no doubt that Missouri plus Kansas will have more wins than Kansas State. If Missouri gets to 7.
Yeah, I'll be very happy if they can get to 7 this year. Text line 913-586-7610. So I always say that everybody has a cheap food that they'll never get rid of. Mine is ramen noodles. What's your cheap food that you'll never get rid of?
I like those flour tortillas at like Hy-Vee or something. You know, just the tortillas, like throwing them in the microwave for like 10 or 15 seconds. And I just like putting some shredded cheese on them, maybe some salsa and some bacon from Sam's and then call it a meal. Because I can't cook, right? But I can do that. Like, I can do that. But it's a very cheap meal. And yes, or peanut butter. I mean, either one of them. Those are two things I can make.
Rob, what's yours?
Pizza rolls count? Because
pizza rolls definitely count as a cheap meal.
I do like ramen, too. I mean,
I'm chicken flavor all day. I love the chicken flavor.
I'd like putting some buffalo sauce on them.
What's your Chinese food order?
Beef on broccoli.
Rob's been around me so much, he knows my Chinese food order. I get the same thing every single time.
What is it?
Chicken with broccoli.
chicken, broccoli, and 2 crab ragoon every single time. I have not veered from that in probably 10 years.
Have you had crab ragoon pizza yet?
No, I don't want it.
Here's the thing. I went up to Des Moines, Iowa one time to like sample all their breweries, and we ended up at this place called Fong's. And I saw it on like Diners, Drives, and Dives, or Maine vs. Food, one of the two. And I went in because they had crab rangoon pizza. So, we'd been out drinking all day and stuff. So, we went in there, and it was awesome. And Old Shawnee Pizza, I was talking to Will Walker about it. He had seen that episode and everything. So, at Old Shawnee Pizza, they started having a crab rangoon pizza, and they still do. Let me tell you something, C-Dot. Don't judge it yet until you've tried it. But crab rangoon pizza, after all, you made me drink these seltzers. Crab rangoon pizza's worth trying.
Tuesdays for the seltzer.
Wednesdays for the crab rangoon pizza.
I gotta go get the crab rangoon pizza. All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to play a very short, simple game. 913-586-7610. We need one of these individuals to be on your team. If you win, we'll give them a pair of Royals tickets.
Last time I smoked you, and the person didn't take me.
If they lose, then we will give somebody on the text line these Royals tickets. So that's coming up. I'll tell you the rules on the other side. 913-586-7610. Binkley's going to hang around for just a little bit longer. We're also going to replay it if you missed it. We caught up with Colin Klein earlier today. Really good stuff from the offensive coordinator for K-State. We'll do all that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.